October Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2011 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles. Stories from Conference. Courage to Stand Alone. I believe my first experience in having the courage of my convictions took place when I served in the United States Navy near the end of World War II. I shall ever remember when Sunday rolled around after the first week of boot camp. We received welcome news from the Chief Petty Officer. Standing at attention on the drill ground, in a brisk California breeze, we heard his command. Today, everybody goes to church. Everybody, that is, except for me. I am going to relax. Then he shouted, All of you Catholics, you meet in Camp Decatur, and don't come back until 3 o'clock. Forward, march. A rather sizable contingent moved out. Then he barked out his next command. Those of you who are Jewish, you meet in Camp Henry, and don't come back until 3 o'clock. Forward, march. A somewhat smaller contingent marched out. Then he said, The rest of you Protestants, you meet in the theaters at Camp Farragut, and don't come back until 3 o'clock. Forward, march. Instantly, there flashed through my mind the thought, Monson, you are not a Catholic. You are not a Jew. You are not a Protestant. You are a Mormon. So you just stand here. I can assure you that I felt completely alone. Courageous and determined, yes, but alone. And then I heard the sweetest words I ever heard that Chief Petty Officer utter. He looked in my direction and asked, And just what do you guys call yourselves? Until that very moment, I had not realized that anyone was standing beside me or behind me on the drill ground. Almost in unison, each of us replied, Mormons. It is difficult to describe the joy that filled my heart as I turned around and saw a handful of other sailors. The Chief Petty Officer scratched his head in an expression of puzzlement, but finally said, Well, you guys go find somewhere to meet, and don't come back until 3 o'clock. Forward, march. Although the experience turned out differently from what I had expected, I had been willing to stand alone, had such been necessary. Since that day, there have been times when there was no one standing behind me, and so I did stand alone. How grateful I am that I made the decision long ago to remain strong and true, always prepared and ready to defend my religion. President Thomas S. Monson, Dare to Stand Alone, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, pages 61 and 62. Questions to ponder. What effect does our standing strong have on others? Can you remember a time when your courage and convictions were tested? How did you respond? What can we do to prepare ourselves to stand strong? Consider writing your thoughts in a journal or discussing them with others. Note, additional resources on this topic, Guide to the Scriptures, Courage, Courageous, Thomas S. Monson, The Call for Courage, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, pages 54 through 57. Study by topic on LDS.org, Peer Pressure, For the Strength of Youth, Go Forward with Faith. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. Go and Do. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught that to advance an understanding of the Church, we should, 1. Be bold in our declaration of Jesus Christ. We want others to know that we believe he is the central figure in all human history. 2. Be righteous examples to others. Our lives should be examples of goodness and virtue as we try to emulate his example to the world. 3. Speak up about the Church. In the course of our everyday lives, we are blessed with many opportunities to share our beliefs with others. From Perfect Love Casteth Out Fear, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, pages 42 and 43. prophetic promise. Not a day has gone by that I have not communicated with my Father in heaven through prayer. It is a relationship I cherish, one I would literally be lost without. If you do not now have such a relationship with your Father in heaven, I urge you to work toward that goal. As you do so, you will be entitled to His inspiration and guidance in your life, necessities for each of us if we are to survive spiritually during our sojourn here on earth. Such inspiration and guidance are gifts He freely gives, if we but seek them. President Thomas S. Monson, Stand in Holy Places, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 84. Fill in the blank. 1. Prayerful study of blank will build faith in God the Father, in His beloved Son, and in His gospel. It will build your faith in God's prophets, ancient and modern. It can draw you closer to God than any other book. It can change a life for the better. Henry B. Eyring, A Witness, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 70. Answer: The Book of Mormon. 2. A blank becomes an enduring friend that is not weakened with the passage of time. Richard G. Scott, The Power of Scripture, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 6. Answer: Memorized Scripture. 3. For those who think the trials they face are unfair, the blank covers all of the unfairness of life. Quentin L. Cook, The Songs They Could Not Sing, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 106. Answer: Atonement. 4. When we have blank, we are willing to serve and help others when it is inconvenient and with no thought of recognition or reciprocation. Sylvia H. Allred, Charity Never Faileth, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 115. Answer: Charity. End of the section. October Conference Notebook.